You're listening to Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM. I'm the big boy, and today I'm here with Wilder Blue. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in on a kind of a sunny Thursday morning here in Floydada. Understand you spent the evening in the parking lot of the Alsips.
Yes.
Sorry the bathrooms didn't work, gentlemen.
Well, maybe next time.
Hope you enjoyed a burrito at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Not the bathrooms didn't work.
That's true, yeah. So you guys are here on your way back to the Texas area from Colorado, I understand. Y'all been up there for the past week?
Kansas, Arkansas. We've been on a radio tour here promoting the new album coming out, and we're playing tonight at the Outlaws and Legends Festival in Abilene.
Nice. Well, speaking of your album, got the Wilder Blue album right here. It's blue. It's coming out tonight at midnight. Is that correct?
Yes.
So tell us about this thing I'm holding in my hand here.
Well, it's 12 songs, and it's actually 12 songs that we released to our fan subscribers last year. They get one new song a month, and this album is the 12 songs that we did last year. We self-produced it. We played all the parts. We recorded it in Denton, Texas. We did a lot of recording to tape this time, which was fun. It's a lot slower of a process, but it's more band friendly. I feel like you kind of have to get full takes of songs, especially on the drums and bass, and you have to really commit to was that a good take or not, and. And plus, it's the way that they did it back in the 70s, which is a lot of our musical preferences come from that time period. So it was fun to try to do it that way.
Yeah.
So speaking of kind of that that kind of live tape sound, you guys would go into the studio kind of collectively and just jam, for lack of a better term, or like, you know, would you have like, you know, like, no, we don't really like that version. Let's try, you know, everybody stop what they're doing. Let's try this again.
Yeah, I mean, basically,
happened both ways.
Both ways, yeah. We kind of had some ideas going in, but the first thing you got to get is the drum sounds. And so, shoot, on the first song that we recorded on this album, it was Feeling the Miles. And the drums, like, finding the drum sounds alone took us an entire day. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we were like, okay, so we have the sounds of the snare and the kick and stuff. And then we started to build off of that. So it took us 2 days to get the rhythm tracks just how we liked them. And it took us 3.5 days to record that song. And normally you can bust out multiple songs in a day, but doing it to tape takes longer. But you can hear that tape hiss, that tape crunch, man, and it's an old school sound.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Speaking of your sound, and you referenced this, you know, talking about the sound of the 70s. I mean, I always hate to like tell artists, this is what you remind me of, but there is a certain style that you guys have that I feel like all of you probably have been influenced by. And I'm curious to hear what y'all think that, or what y'all know that is.
Good question.
Rego?
Oh, man, I'm not the right answer to this question. I mean, I do
the right
think...
answer.
You are the answer.
You are the answer.
My friend.
You know, this band is odd. It's like a very large Venn diagram of what everybody likes. And there is a surprising amount of overlap. I mean, I think we all enjoy the Eagles.
Everyone loves the Eagles. Mm-hmm.
Everyone, nitty gritty.
Except
everybody loves the Eagles.
Except the Big Lebowski. He doesn't like
it.
Yeah, the dude, yeah.
You know, something like that is obvious. I mean, I'm pretty sure we all like the likes of Shenandoah and stuff like that. And, you know, I think the part of the reason that this works is that having a band like this isn't necessarily just Zane's dream band. It's also my dream band. Like, I definitely didn't have the cachet to start it myself. So I'm just happy to be here. But I think that we sound the way we do because of those areas where we intersect.
And you guys are kind of an amalgamation of you know, different, not necessarily genres, but different, you know, you guys came from different bands. How did you guys find each other and decide, hey, let's do this together?
Zane?
Yeah, so a few years ago when I decided I really wanted to take the plunge and make this happen, I just looked around the Texas country music scene, thought of all the people I knew and thought, man, who could I get where they can sing and they can play and hopefully get some other singer-songwriters in the band, some other lead singers. You know, the Eagles do that. The Beatles, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band does that. The first person I thought of was Paul. Paul's got 3 solo albums, singer-songwriter, Paul Eason. And he was, at the time, playing lead guitar for Kevin Fowler. So I wasn't sure he would want to leave that. It's a good gig. But I also thought, well, maybe he wants to, like, you know, get some of his own songs out there. And in this band, he could sing lead and play some of his own stuff. And play on the records. And so Paul was my first call. And then, Paul, why don't you pick up the story from there, brother?
Right. Well, somehow Zane saw into my heart and soul and knew exactly what I wanted to do. But then we were like, oh, you want everybody? I was like, you want everybody in the band to sing? Well, I know the drummer for that. Because one time he pointed at me and said, remember me forever. And so I remembered it when it came time.
It worked.
I went to go see Lyndon Hughes in Houston, and we all sang together, and then what happened, Lyndon?
From then on, we were searching for a bass player because Mr. Andy Rogers played bass in the Zane Williams band. Mm-hmm. But then we found out that he could play banjo like a mother, man, and the dobro and the mandolin and the acoustic guitar, and he can sing. So he was our next choice. And then from then we had to find a bass player, and we actually went through a few bass players, finally stumbled upon my very best friend over here, Mr. Sean Rodriguez.
So, go ahead.
No, that's the story. It took about a year, even a little bit more than a year, for the whole lineup to come together. And there were some dark times in the middle there. Dark times wandering in the desert, wondering if it would come together.
All Los Legends.
Yeah, well, that's true. We did. I did some crying on stage at Outlaws and Legends. Was that 2 years ago? After a heavy thing that we had just been through in the studio that blew up on us, and some people quit, and then we went straight to Outlaws and Legends, and boy, it was a lot. But we ended up in the right place, and you know, all's well that ends well.
So I want to talk about the with y'all, obviously, you know, coming together kind of like a Voltron, if you will. You know, yeah. One of you is the head, one of you is the arm. You know, most of you get that reference, I see. How tight your vocals are, how, you know, you guys can sound like you're playing together because you actually like playing together. How does that come about? Because that's not necessarily something that's easy for a band.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely not easy to kind of find that fluidity in a band. But, I mean, I honestly feel like we started off pretty fast being able to, feeling good playing with each other. And as we started, I mean, now it feels great on stage. I mean, I would assume everyone else feels the same way. But I do. It feels really good. The band has come together. We're still, even adding new tunes, it takes us less time than it used to and things like that.
I think with the singing part, we also, since we spend a lot of time in the studio singing those things ourselves, like we spend a lot of time like trying to match each other and you know, really listening critically to each voice and stuff, and so, and Lyndon helps a lot doing that vocal producing, but that's the end of that.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
So, new album comes out, like we said, tonight at midnight. It's simply titled "The Wilder Blue." So, you've had another album out. So, do you see this kind of as a second album, or is this kind of like a relaunch? How is this album? Do you guys view this album?
Second album.
Yeah. It's a definitely a continuation of where we were on the first album, and just an exploration. I feel like of what we can be as a band, and I definitely don't think we're done exploring all the different things that we can do as a band, but this second album is that next step in that journey, for sure.
Well, very cool. Well, can we hear something off the new album?
Yes, sir.
Off the new album. Should we do Wave Dancer then?
Yeah, this is the single you guys currently have out, Wave Dancer. You're listening to Live from the Back Room on 106.1 Flip FM.
On the angry waves, I am a dancer. I'll keep truth and love will be my standard till the day I'm dragged under the deep.
Oh, brother of mine, I've seen bending low, oh, under your load, still we stand with one another, walking a mile on the progress road.
Amazing job. You're listening to Live from the Back Room, 106.1 Flip FM. This is the Wilder Blue that we're talking with this morning. So the impressive thing to me is there is so much similarity between what y'all just did and what's on the album. Like, you can tell that that's really your sound, kind of like you guys talked about that, you know, capturing that, you know, that those imperfections, those hisses. Not that there were any imperfections, but they're that fit perfectly. So producing this album, you guys did this kind of in segments, you said, having your fans kind of help you along the way. What was it like kind of getting to this final product?
You know, each song is kind of its own interesting journey. You know, some of them pop out pretty easily. Some of them we just bang our heads against a wall. And I think that's the way it's just always going to be, you know, with music. Because if you go in there and everything's easy, I think you're probably doing something wrong, right? You're not taking enough chances, or you're just kind of phoning it in and doing something formulaic, which you can do that pretty quickly. Just hey, let's just put a typical this, typical that, what we've already done in the past, let's just do that again real fast.
You know, that's never heard of that in country music.
Right? Yeah. but I think for us, every time it's just there are no rules, there's no rule book, there's just whatever the five of us think is cool, and we just have to figure out whatever that might be, you know. And it's fun. To me it makes it interesting, and it keeps it from getting old, you know.
Yeah. And I had the blessing to be able to mix this one myself, and I was able to do it in the comfort of my bedroom. So it took me about a year to do it, but we would record a couple songs, and then we would take them back, and I would mix them, and then we would upload them to our website just so our fans could hear it. Mm-hmm. But then I had months and months and months to just stew on it and make sure that the whole thing sounded like an album from start to finish, like a cohesive product. But yeah, it takes time. It takes time for sure.
And there does seem to be a progression in the album. A lot of them, you know, a lot of story songs. I think specifically of Okie Soldier. You know, like you are telling a story with that specifically. What is the songwriting aspect? I mean, how is it you come up with like A, the song itself, and then B, this is where I feel like it's going to fit best on this album?
Well, I'll answer that. So this is Zane. I wrote a lot of the tunes, and you know, in the future, when we have more time to write together as a band, I want to do that more. Right now, what I do is I come up with a lot of them on my own at home, and then I bring them into the band, and we develop them in the studio. And, you know, I don't know where song ideas ever come from. It's a little bit mystical. It's songs are ideas. It's a 3.5 minute long idea. And where do ideas come from? I don't know. They just pop in your head. You know what I'm saying? It has to do with what you're going through at the time, or maybe something somebody said, or, you know, your life experience. Okie Soldier specifically, I'd always kind of wanted to write a soldier song, but I was nervous about it because, you know, I never served myself in the armed forces, and I didn't want to misrepresent it or be something I'm not. At the same time, you know, authors do that all the time. You put yourself in somebody's shoes and tell their story through your filter, I guess. And so that one just came together one day when I thought of the chorus, and it felt like a soldier song, and I just put myself in a soldier's shoes and wrote that. But once we have a big pile of songs that are just guitar vocals, and then we just basically get together as a band and decide which one we want to record next. And that's always an interesting voting process there with some lively discussions. And then
with the song order also.
Yeah, same thing with the song
order. Debated topic.
Yeah, that's it. We got definitely a democratic socialist vibe going here in the band. We're all equal, and we all have to hash it all out, you know.
I love to hear that. So, album comes out tonight. Where can people find it?
Anywhere records are streamed. You could go to Apple Music. You could go to Spotify. You could go to Amazon Music. He said unconvincingly.
Yeah.
It's on Tidal, if you're into that, which apparently is free, depending on what cell service you have. It'll be posted on YouTube. You can come to a show and buy a CD. We are not offended by cash. So
yeah, like physical copies will exist.
Physical copies do, in fact, exist. They are mere feet from us right now. I can see them out the window.
Well, I've got one right here. Your promoter was very generous to send a couple of weeks ago. So
we're glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah. So you guys will, like you said, you have a show coming up in Abilene, Outlaws and Legends. Talk about kind of where people can find you over the next couple of weeks.
I'm not sure. You looked at me.
All over Texas. Our tour dates are at thewilderblue.com. We are doing a run to Montana in the next couple of weeks. If any of your listeners have friends and family up there in Montana and they want to come check us out, you'd be surprised what can randomly happen. We stopped at a burger place outside of Fort Worth one day, and there was a guy that had seen us the week before in Bozeman, Montana.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, I saw y'all in Bozeman last week. We're like, no, get out of here. So anyway, if anyone from Floyd Data happens to be up in Montana next week or the week after, all of those dates are at thewilderblue.com. But we come to West Texas in the Panhandle region all the time. So
yeah, y'all were in Lubbock recently, right?
Yeah.
So obviously we will check you out, thewilderblue.com.
Boom.
Social media as well.
Usually some variation of The Wilder Blue. So on Instagram, it's just The Wilder Blue. That was easy. There's an underscore in our Twitter, but don't worry about that. It'll still take you to us.
Yeah.
Facebook, search The Wilder Blue. We'll be there.
There's a Facebook page, The Wilder Blue Crew, that you can sign up for, where you can, you know, make sure that you don't miss out on stuff.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to your albums being released. We're looking forward to hearing more of you guys, because I think that this is, you know, people are going to see that this is, you know, you guys certainly have a very tight harmony. It's very enjoyable music. So good luck to y'all. Love for you guys to close us out with another song.
Sure.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, we're going to do one off of our first album. The album is called Hill Country, and this one's called Dixie Darling. Kick us off, Andy.
1, 2, 3. Dixie says that horses know her better than people do. I've known Dixie 7 years, and I'd have to say it's true. Once my sweetheart, now the sweetheart of the rodeo. She heard the highway calling with the melting of the snow. And I tried, yes, I tried to change her mind. Dixie, darling, did you find what you were after? A greener pasture, a wilder blue. Wish that I had mattered more to you. Dixie came to see me on the day her daddy died. Green eyes full of thunder and the tears she hadn't cried. She asked if I would hold her, and I held her all that week, till she loaded up her saddle and she kissed me on the cheek. And I tried, yes, I tried to change her mind. Dixie, darling, did you find what you were after? A greener pasture, a wilder blue. Shit, I had mattered more to you. Dixie called me late one night on Colorado time. Told me she was 2 weeks late and she knew it must be mine. I wanted to raise a family right here in this little town, but in the end she wasn't ready to have a kid and settle down. And I tried, yes, I tried to wish I tried to change her mind.